It's a new year, which means for many it's time for New Year's resolutions. But let's be honest, for most of us, those New Year's resolutions, they don't really last 12 months. WUGA's Jean Davis, however, shares a method that she likes to use to keep track of her goals.
I read about the SMART goal method in an embarrassing self-help book years ago, but they were originally published in 1981 by a man named George Doran in an academic journal about management strategies. Since then, it's sort of taken on a life of its own in the pop psychology world, and it's used for a variety of different applications. SMART is one of those acronyms that still dominates corporate lingo, and it stands for Specific, Measurable, Achievable, Relevant, and Time-Bound. I'll talk you through each one. Doran said that a lot of goals fail because they aren't specific enough. Instead of choosing a resolution like get in shape or learn a new language, why not go the next step and ask yourself what being in shape means to you? Which language do you want to learn, and how proficient do you want to be in it? This leads me to the next word, which is measurable. If your New Year's resolution is to be a better friend, how will you know at the end of the year whether you've achieved that or not? The specific and measurable characteristics go hand in hand in that way. Instead of setting a goal of getting in shape, you could set a specific fitness goal. Whether that's running a 5K or completing a triathlon, it should be something you can objectively measure. Your goal should also be achievable and relevant. For most people, it's probably not realistic to become fluent in a new language in a single year. So be honest with yourself when you're making your goals and make a plan for how you're going to achieve them. Whether that means hiring a French tutor or downloading a language learning app, set yourself up for success for your goal. The last word is time-bound. New Year's resolutions are somewhat inherently time-bound, but I also find it useful to break up a big goal into many smaller goals. If your resolution is to read 25 books this year, plan on reading 2 books a month. If your goal is fitness-related, make a plan to exercise a certain number of times every week. I completed 2 out of my 3 resolutions last year, and that's not a perfect record, but I am using the pandemic as an excuse. For WUGA, I'm Jean Davis.
And we should note, in support of Jean's goalkeeping system, this piece came in well before deadline.